Amy, this came in for you.
Hi, my name is Hong, calling from Melbourne. I have a question. I was just wondering, how do plants make stem cells? Is it the same way as vertebrates, or is it made in a seeding stage? Thanks.
Amy, you'd better begin, first of all, by telling us what a stem cell is that Hong referred to there.
Sure. So stem cells are what scientists call, because scientists like big words, undifferentiated cells. And what that means is the cell has the capability to turn into any other type of cell in the body or the organism, such as a plant. So, for example, in us, we've got heart cells, we've got brain cells, stomach cells, skin cells, but they all started life as stem cells. A nice metaphor I like to think about is stem cells are a little bit like children. Their future is stretched out before them, and they have the capability to become whatever career, whatever job they want. And depending on the environment that child is placed in and what education it's given, then that determines its future. So stem cells are like children. And then once they become more specialized, once you choose your job, such as a physicist or a radio presenter, it's much more difficult to break out of that and become something else. Plants do have stem cells because, and this is important for plants, because plants are not like us or animals where they can run away or move away from danger. So if they get eaten or damaged by bad weather, they need to be able to regenerate themselves, of course. So yes, in areas of the plants where growth takes place, so the shoots and roots, there are stem cells.
I think they go by the name meristems.
Yeah, that's the region of the plant tissue where the stem cells are found, yes.
Good job we have them, because otherwise...
Yes.
Because Anna was telling us earlier she's gone vegan, and you'd be very hungry if it wasn't for stem cells growing lots of plants for you to eat.
That's absolutely right.
David?
Well, if plants didn't have stem cells, wouldn't they be all floppy? Fall over.
Well, yes.
Very good. Anna's the comedian, David, just to...
stay
well,
in your
I'm
lane.
Challenging.
I like that phrase, stay in your lane. Right. Now, it's almost time for our fruit and vegetables quiz, talking about fruit and vegetables. But first of all,